Should state workers have to return to the office full time? There's a Connecticut House bill forcing government employees away from remote options and back to in-person working. But how would that work, and how likely is it to pass during the legislative session? Joining us now is House Republican Leader Vincent Candelora. And Vin, welcome back to the show. I know you didn't create Bill 5369, but you do support it, it sounds like. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, this has been an issue that Connecticut has been trying to address for a couple of years. And I guess when I say Connecticut, it's been the House Republicans' proposal. When the workers arbitrated the ability to just stay at home, there's just been a carte blanche ability for them all to stay at home without any proper safeguards in place. So we don't know where their productivity is. Some of the jobs, we don't know if it's appropriate that they stay at home. For instance, DCF workers not going out into the field. We had our child advocate cite in two reports that children's death, that they were in state custody, were really, they believed, as a result of this stay-at-home work orders where people aren't going into the field. So we just think it needs to be put to the forefront because government services are really suffering.
Tell me a little bit more about that, if you don't mind, Vin. Like, when you say that we're seeing, you know, suffering, what are you talking about? Like, could you give me some concrete examples?
Yeah, well, we know that in the areas of DCF, these workers are not as productive. They're not going into the field, visiting people's homes. Like I said, whenever there's a death through DCF, our child advocate investigates it and reports its findings of why it may have happened. In those cases, they cited the work-at-home orders. In other cases, we don't really know. What we do know anecdotally is our office is inundated with phone calls from constituents that say they can't get anybody on the phone. They're having trouble talking with DSS, which is really a front-facing, service-oriented agency providing our social services, and people can't get access to them because they're all working at home. So everyone's communicating via email, which isn't always the most efficient way to do things. You have to wait a day to get a response back. So work at home could be appropriate in some areas, but Connecticut just did it without examining whether or not it works.
So, Representative Candelora, I just want to make sure I have all the facts and figures. So DCF, I think, is a good example. I was curious, though, are the majority of state workers doing a hybrid or a remote working sort of a schedule, or are we just seeing specific departments that have sort of, dare I say, abused or taken advantage of the opportunity to do remote? Like, for example, yeah, like DMV, I would imagine people have to still go to the office. You have to do the in-person stuff. Or are we seeing that that department is you know, doing a lot of remote? Like, are we seeing this across the board, or have most people gone back to the office full time?
So in talking with the commissioners, you know, anecdotally, they're frustrated because they need people in there and they're not. A couple of impacts of this. It's difficult to train people when they get hired. So people are coming into empty offices when they're first hired, and there's nobody to train them. But it is across the board. So we've had agencies, you know, like our state testing lab for concrete, they're able to stay home, I think, 3 out of the 5 days during the week. So it's very arbitrary. There's no standards in place. And it becomes a struggle. The union really gets to choose whether or not they want to stay at home. Yes, there are DMV workers that have to work in the offices and they do go in. But there are other offices that are sort of back office jobs that they think, you know, no harm, no foul. I'm going to work from home. But it makes it difficult because you can't communicate with them.
I mean, and the thing here, Representative Candelora, is I do know that we have an issue, you know, in many sectors of filling jobs. And so I'd imagine at the same, yeah, you know, this is something that's attractive for people. You know, I can work remotely. This is why I would love to take this job, yada, yada, yada. But to me, I think that state workers have so many, it sounds like, benefits to the job. I don't know if are we seeing, you know, like a state worker shortage? Are we seeing where we need to keep filling? And is that why we keep these options of remote work in place? I don't know.
No, I mean, we have the opposite effect, actually. We have workers, first of all, our state workforce, we are having the same troubles filling positions as we're seeing in the private sector. But, you know, again, anecdotally, I had an individual that went to go work for one of our agencies, and they ended up quitting. You know, after a week, they said, I'm going into the office and nobody's there. I'm not being trained. And they left employment. And I hear it time and again. The other thing I do hear from the governor's office is that they are having difficulty training people as people are retiring. There's no continuity because these individuals aren't all, you know, working together. There's value at talking at the water cooler. You know, you learn things in your job. And so with everybody in silos, you know, in their living rooms, we're losing some of that training that you would otherwise have. And I think the biggest issue for Connecticut is we have no metrics in place to determine whether or not they're productive. Some agencies have tried to implement them, but there's nothing across the board. So when the unions say, you know, we're more productive at home, they have no proof of that. They have to cite, you know, other private sector reports that actually have metrics. And so it is a problem in Connecticut. I think the governor agrees it's a problem. He doesn't really have the courage to step up and testify. When I put my bill in last year, I did it at the request of the governor's office. They promised me that commissioners, yes, they promised me commissioners would come out and support the bill, and none of them did. They all took two steps back when I took one step forward. And I think it's important that we not be so afraid of our unions that we can't just speak honestly of the impact of government services because of this work from home order. It's really a bizarre world that we're living in. And then not to mention all our office buildings are sitting there in Hartford being renovated and they're empty. And it's impacted the downtown Hartford. Restaurants have closed, businesses have closed. And that is an economic impact that we should worry about as well.
We are chatting with House Republican Leader Vincent Candelora this morning, and we're talking about House Bill 5369. And this would force government employees to get away from remote options and go back to in-person working. So these are state workers. For people who don't know, Representative Candelora, how many state workers, give or take, do we have in Connecticut?
Yeah, so I think we're around the 55,000 mark. I don't have a breakdown on how many of them work from home, but I do know the order is very generous. Every time it's gone to arbitration, the state has lost. You know, so for instance, we have our Connecticut Laboratory Testing Agency, which tests all the concrete materials before they go out onto construction sites to make sure they're safe. That went to arbitration whether they could work from home. And you know, obviously, when you're a testing lab, you would think you would need to work in person. And the director had testified that there are no duties in that lab that can be done from home. All the performance needs to be at work. And they actually lost that case, and the workers were allowed to work from home remotely, even though it's a testing lab. So we've really gone the other way in Connecticut. It is so extreme, there's no balance put in place. We've had DSS and DOT also try to get people back from work. I think the Attorney General's office as well, as you know, they're in court. They need to file briefs. And they lost that case as well. The arbiter said, no, you're being arbitrary and you can't impose, you know, a blanket come back from to work and, you know, work 2 days at home and 3 days in the office instead. And the court said you can't do that.
So it sort of leads to my next question, Representative Candelora, which is, what is the likelihood then? So you presented something similar last year, and it sounds like, in your own words, that the governor, the commissioners basically were like, behind closed doors, yeah, this is a good idea because we're kind of running into problems with this. But then when it came to testifying, everyone went silent, essentially. So what are the chances this year of this moving forward? Do we have any Democratic support, anybody who has said, I will testify and support this, like any more, I guess, ammunition to this case going forward this year versus last year?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think so. I mean, we have a lot of people that quietly, you know, say, I support you. We need to fix this. And this is commissioners. This is the governor's office. You know, so we'll see if that happens. We are entering into union negotiations soon. So hopefully, I think the governor sort of has indicated they'd like to put that on the table. I just have a problem with saying it's a collective bargaining right. I do think when you're talking about employment job performance, to think that has to be collectively bargained is bizarre. It is actually so extreme that when workers work from home and there's snow on the ground and office buildings are closed because there's a snowstorm, they want a snow day. They don't want to keep working from home. So it's bizarre to me. They still want to be treated as in-person workers, even though they're working from home. And they've actually sued the state over that because the governor said, no, you can work from home. That's what you do. And the employees said, no, we deserve a snow day. So they're trying to get their cake and eat it, too. And it's too much. And that's something I want to bring reason back to the table and have a more balanced conversation.
I mean, do you feel like Representative Candelora, especially with, you know, one of the reasons I would think people are not testifying about it, is that you will see a mass exodus or no?
No, I think it's just the unions grabbing as much power as they can. You know, it's funny when they say things are collectively bargained, they're happy to have the state pass laws to circumvent the collective bargaining process and give them another state holiday. You know, that's okay. But when we look at trying to pass laws that might improve the workplace and efficiency in the state government, then they say, well, that has to be collectively bargained. There could be benefits from remote work. And so I wouldn't say remote work is off the table. You know, even our offices in the legislative building, we allow for remote work at times. But there needs to be more checks and balances. There need to be controls. When the employer is saying this isn't working, they need to.
But then maybe that's the approach then, Representative Candelora, instead of a forcing back to the office. Maybe it is, you know, I think the thing that troubled me before when you were saying, you know, we need to be able to have concrete, almost like oversight. I mean, the fact is that we don't know. And our tax dollars are going to these state, you know, these government agencies. So, and we don't have a way of tracking how efficient they are or not. That's concerning.
That's right. So the bill I put in last year wasn't a force come back to work. It was actually allowing the commissioner to begin a process to determine which jobs need to be back and to give them some discretion. So it wasn't this draconian bill. It was a very balanced sort of benign bill that would start this conversation of letting commissioners assess.
Well, this year's House bill is literally an act authorizing state agencies to require employees to work in person.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's a little more forceful.
It's taking a different. It is. But I'll say to that point, we're not even having a conversation. So the bill last year, which was much lighter, nobody came and testified in favor of it. It didn't even get out of committee. I assume the same thing will happen. This won't get out of committee. And Connecticut, it's a shame because Connecticut is not better off for this. And the state workers will continue to dictate whatever they want. And government will run the way the state employees want it to run, not the way the general public would expect it to, or even the commissioners want it to run.
Mm. Well, there is a public hearing tomorrow on this. And if people want to testify, if people want to talk about their concerns for it, they have comment, they, you know, support it, don't support it, whatever that may be, definitely get involved, cga.ct.gov. And I think, bar anything, Representative Candelora, I think it's important that people realize what is happening at the state level, whether they agree with it or they don't. I think it's important they're informed about it. And again, to get involved with local government, I think it's important to voice your concerns or your support for things like this. So I thank you so much for talking about it, outlining it here on WICC, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Take care.